This is the Crop Progress Conditions Report for Central Washington, Eastern Washington, and Northern Oregon counties, as submitted to the National Agricultural Statistics Service Northwest Regional Field Office in Olympia for the week ending July 6, 2014. Chelan and Douglas counties. Sweet cherry harvest was going full speed, and the crop looked good. Temperatures were warming up and dry drought conditions continued. Emergency haying and grazing of CRP acreage has been approved. Franklin County. Daytime temperatures rose to the mid to upper 90s throughout most of the week, with mild evening summer breezes and no precipitation. The second cutting of hay and timothy grass concluded, with the last of it being put up. Cherry harvest continued in what has been a good production year for the crop, despite some minimal rain and wind damage. Itatas County. Average temperatures were generally warmer than normal, varying from a low of 42 degrees to a high of 95 degrees. There was no precipitation received during the week. The average wind speed was 13 miles per hour, with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Hay harvest was in full swing, with producers getting the hay off the fields and under cover. No crop losses due to weather conditions were reported. Klickitat County. In the Goldendale-Centerville Valley area, highs were in the upper 70s to lower 90s. Low temperatures were between 50 to 60 degrees, except for Monday night, which was 42 degrees. A dominant wind shift out of the east-northeast was received early in the week, and the rest of the week had normal southwesterly winds with peak gusts around 25 miles per hour. No precipitation was received to relieve increasingly dry conditions. Fire danger continued to rise. Brush fires were sparked around the 4th of July. Non-irrigated pastures and hayfield grasses are dormant until fall rains arrive to revive them. In vineyards, grapes were sizing well. Irrigation was an ongoing chore. Early peach harvest began in Maryhill. Pie cherries continue to be picked in home orchards. Gooseberry and currant harvest will be starting next week. A bumper set of early summer apple and pear varieties were maturing quickly and expected to be ready by the end of July. Hot conditions were drying everything out, pastures were dry, and wheat was headed. Yakima County. No precipitation was received over the past week. Daytime temperatures were lowest at the start of the week, with daytime highs in the upper 70s, but temperatures continued to climb into the low to mid-90s by the end of the week. Apple orchardists initiated under canopy evaporative cooling and kale and clay sprays to moderate temperatures in orchards. The peak cherry harvest was over in the lower Yakima Valley, but late sweet cherry varieties and cherries at higher altitudes will continue to be harvested throughout the month. Apricot and raspberry harvests peaked over the past week as well. Blueberry harvest was in full swing. Meanwhile, vegetable growers were harvesting green beans, peppers, early maturing tomatoes, cucumbers, summer squash, and sweet corn. Hops crested the top of trellises. No crop losses due to weather conditions were reported. In eastern Washington, Adams County, hot, dry conditions caused winter wheat harvest to begin a little ahead of schedule. Lincoln County. Drought conditions were greatly reducing pasture and hay yields, and grain crops were short, blue, and thin. Winter wheat harvest will be starting earlier than usual due to the hot, dry conditions. Northern Oregon. Umatilla County. Very hot weather moved in during the week. Wheat harvest began in the western end of the county, and the second cutting of hay was put up. Wallowa County. Warmer weather allowed hay growers to finish the first cutting. Coos County. Weather continued cool but seasonal, with no precipitation during the week. The region remains seriously behind in weather year precipitation, and the deficit continues to grow. Low and sub-irrigated pastures remained in good condition, but the hills continued drying out rapidly. Fruit production in the area looked good, while prices continued to drop. This has been the Crop Progress Report for Central Washington, Eastern Washington, and Northern Oregon counties, as submitted to the Northwest Regional Field Office of the National Agricultural Statistics Service. You're listening to KVGD LP FM Radio in Goldendale.